This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
We're glad you're here. And Rod is a trans-channel, so his consciousness is totally gone. The being that's most appropriate for you all, today's callers and listeners, will come through. We never know who it is, and it's always wonderful. So we will take questions on callers in the order of call-in. And anything is discussable, and there's so much going on in the world today that we could probably do this for 24 hours and not address all the issues and questions and things happening. So, anyway, here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Lord Michael.
Lord Michael, welcome.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion, announcement, request of our callers and listeners today before we get started?
I have a suggestion that whenever you do anything, you take a split second before you do it and you ask yourself the question, is this love? That's my suggestion.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that would take care of a lot of things getting stopped in their tracks, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, yeah.
And starting with me. Okay. Okay, this is a very, very good idea. Thank you for this. All right.
You are most welcome.
So is there a particular reason that it's you today instead of someone else?
For this message.
This message.
Yes.
This message you're talking about. Okay. Very good. Okay. The first thing on my list is about the hurricane, the weather modification, the geoengineering that the cabal has been doing for a long, long time. And are Harvey and Irma their last hurrah, pretty much?
Pretty much, dear one. I think you will find there will be less and less problems like this. And I think you will find that the cabal is disappearing.
Well, we do know that is happening. They certainly are losing effectiveness and power. Their numbers are down and falling daily, I guess, and more and more.
By the hour, dear.
By the hour. All right, that works for me. Okay. By the hour. That is lovely. Are some of them turning to the light? Some of the cabal?
At this level, these are fairly high-level operatives. And so there is very little of that.
Yeah. Okay. The ones that have turned are for the lower level ones that have pretty much been handled already.
Yes.
Good. We have a caller. I'm sorry, I did not catch your name.
Hi, can you hear me? Is it me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear
Hi.
You fine.
And okay. Okay. Padme, P-A-G-M-E.
Padme. Okay, Padme. Now I've got it. Okay, Padme.
Okay.
Hello,
dear one. Hi. I'm kind of new to all this, but I am just absolutely so grateful. There aren't even words between Rama and Tara and all the work you guys do. And I just happened to run across some Starseed posts on Twitter a while back, and I just follow it every day. And I'm just like, it's just wildly fabulous. I feel like I'd be so lost without it.
It's your time.
Pardon?
It is your time.
Oh, thank you. I feel like for 30 years I came on this planet pretty spiritual, but sort of really closed down with a lot of it. And then, now it's time to heal. I was a high functioning alcoholic, and I'm recovered from all that. But bigger than that, I think, is just so much going on, and I don't know. I kind of wondered. I couple things. One was what you guys might see with me. I recently did a reading with Robin Alexis a while back, which helped lift some stuff off, some old energies from my mother, whose her astrological chart is almost identical to Hitler's. My grandmother did her chart when I was born, and mine, and she's been very, very difficult, and I'm still trying to, at 55, cut down on her chatter. I love her, but oh my goodness. So I just kind of wondered what you saw. I feel like in another life, I must have been Native American. When I was in the second grade, I had to wear a headband everywhere and care so deeply about animals and spiritual plant life and things. And then my other question was, I'm hoping, and maybe this is too wacky, there's evidently quite a few people captive in those crazy underground bases, and I just send a lot of love to those people every day and hope that somehow they'll be rescued. Obviously, it's too big for normal people, but it blows my mind the Dracos and reptilian abuse to this planet on a whole. But so I hope somehow that those people are able to be rescued. So that's my things.
So be it, dear one.
Thank you. I hope.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
That you consider helping those people who are recovering from addiction. Because
can you hear me?
I didn't hear your response, no.
Oh, sorry, the phone went silent, and I thought it was your phone. I agree, and I have done quite a bit of it, and I met this woman who was 82 and just a pistol, and I spent a lot of time with her, and we did several interventions. And since I'm a Leo with Scorpio rising, it's very easy for me in the moment to really fight for someone else and their possible ability to transfer over into that wellness in their psyche. So I've thought about doing it some more, and maybe that's really, I wouldn't send it that on my worst enemy. It was a lot of luxury and euphoria along the way, but it insulated me from a lot of the, the 80s matrix in a lot of ways and stuff. And so I think you're right. That's where I should try to go next with it again.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Yay. Well, that gives me some direction. My daughter is in college, and I'm trying to figure out how I, every day I try to be sure I'm working on my healing, but I think that that's almost one of the easiest things for me to do is to help others to realize they need to move out of it.
So, when you heal others, you heal yourself as well.
Yes, yes. You're right, you are on that front. Yes. Yay.
Do you have other questions, dear?
I was wondering, do you still have Omina and Carolyn with you there?
Half and half.
Pardon?
Half and half.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys just did some stuff about, I think, of what your spirit guides stuff, and I just wondered if they saw anything in the moment, or is this probably enough? I don't want to take up too much time if there's other callers.
You're fine, dear.
Okay. Well, yay. I would just love to, I guess that would be what I wondered if they, I'm hoping that some of the trajectory of the stuff has been lifted from me, some sort of that negative energy that's blocked me from being more successful. And I'm hoping that some of that has been cleared out.
Indeed it has. And if you want...
Okay. And I could call either one of them for a reading or both. Is that I assume that's what they do off the air, too?
Indeed.
Okay. Yay.
And if you
ask, all right,
yeah,
well,
I will
pardon?
The clearing. Hello?
Okay. I don't know why that cut out again. Let's see.
If you ask me, I will help you with the clearing you're working for.
Oh, I see. Yes, I am asking for more clearing, please.
Done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Most welcome.
Thank you. I'm strong, but sometimes there's a little heavy lifting you can't seem to do on your own. Yay.
Every once in a while, yay, we all need a little help.
Yes. Yes. I guess, all right. Well, one of the things I just, you know, I'm so it's so fabulous that there's this potential for all of this stuff to eventually clear up, and the, you know, rebalancing of the dollars and the poverty and the whole, all this stuff that humanity is suffering. You know, I the idea that we could ever bomb people in Syria and Afghanistan and all for greed and things that don't belong to us, and maybe we can all get back to the place where we only take what we need and help someone else. And the planet was never to, I guess, and you all know this, but, you know, it's never meant to be in the state it's in, destruction and greed and no care for beings of any kind, real beings. So.
Take heart, dear one. The event is coming.
Yay, yay. Can I ask one more thing? So
shoot.
I had about 2 years ago, I had some cranial sacral work done, and while I was on the table, I left the table and stood with these gold people sitting in this kind of pool, and they were gold and shimmered. I knew they were kind of human-like and gold and very dear, and just smiled at me like, hello. And I said, oh, and I said, he's like, just as I thought in my mind, could I walk a step closer? They were sitting in a pool, and just them and this light chatter. And the main guy just was sitting there and smiled. And I said, can I walk forward? Just as he said, you can step forward. And then I said, oh, what a beautiful place. I can't stay, while he was saying sort of the same thing to me. And then I said, oh, I have a lot of work to do back on Earth. And he nodded and smiled. And then I stepped off and left and was back on the table. And it was wild. And I just wondered if you saw anything with that, or if there's are there all kinds of these gold people in pods somewhere, or this is a specific thing, or it doesn't really matter, but it was as vivid as the room I'm in. And I just,
dear
it
one,
was wild.
Dear one?
Yeah. Yes.
That was a group of Syrians who are very dear to you and you to them.
Wow. Wow. That made me feel like I was home for a minute, and it just was wild. And wow. And I met a Native American woman. And she was about 70 or so, and she told me I was from Syria.
Yes.
And she said, do you have a connection to dogs? And oh, yes.
You are from there.
I wondered, you know. And she said, I see children and fairies and many dogs. And I love fairies, dogs, and animals. But, you know, I've always had a thing about dogs, so... And cats. I have a cat, and I'm a Leo, so. But, yay. Well, that makes great. To hear it from you is just a blessing. I wanted, it was just so light when we talked briefly, and then to hear that from someone. I hadn't had that gold experience yet, and then I guess I had to visit for a minute, I guess.
You needed it.
Yeah. Made me feel kind of whole. I,
more than kind of. It was a zap, you know, it was as brief as a few, felt like nanoseconds, and yet it changed me inside again, of knowing that it was like having velvet on the gold, velvet gold on the inside again. Yes, that's what happened. So,
yes.
Wow. That's just awesome. Maybe I can then share all that love and joy with everyone again, like I do and try to anyway.
Please.
Yay. All right. Well, wow. Okay. All right. Yay.
Yeah,
I just love all the political news and the esoteric and the whole blend of it is just all the shows and things that you guys do as a collective is just right up my alley. My grandma and I were best friends, and she told me when I was, you know, when I was little, the soul picks the time and the place of the birth, and we were best friends. And she passed away 3 weeks before my daughter was born, and I knew she was passing, but she always told me, you won't be in the room, no one's in the room, because that's its own sacred experience for the soul to leave. And my daughter, I was born 3 weeks later, and she at 3 and 5 years old said to me twice very distinctly, Mama, I had to go up and right back down again. And she did, and I know that. So I have my best friend, my twin flame in the world is my daughter and grandmother who are here. I've always known.
You're a lucky woman.
Pardon?
You're a lucky woman.
I am. She always tells me she's tired, and I tell her, well, honey, you were here for 82 years and only got a 3-week break. Anyway,
yes.
It's true. She just smirks at me. But, yeah. When I had the session with Robin, Alexis, I needed to. I've been wanting to for a year and saved a little money and did it. But because she's in the Northwest, but I was there as Shasta too. But, you know, I guess the thing is that one of the things she cleared for her was the fact that it perked a couple soul trackers because she didn't quite go all the way to the, you know, up there. She just came back down, which kind of tripped a few things, but she released of those because my daughter thinks she needed it. She's had kind of a on and off arduous childhood because of, I mean, still fabulous and still had things in her dad and everything, but hopefully those have been taken off and she can really start to live in a space that belongs to her now. So
let us have her flourish and serve.
Pardon?
Let us have her flourish and serve.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the blessing for her. I want it to be her life and her joy. So that brings joy for everyone when you see other people's joy. So thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, a big hug to each and every one of you. May you have the life and love and joy you deserve. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Namaste.
Be well. Namaste.
Thank you, Padma. Okay, Cindy, you there?
Yes, I am.
Cindy.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can, dear.
Okay. Talking about the cabal and manipulating the hurricanes, what about the ones that are heading towards China and Japan and I think India? Are those natural or are they a harp thing?
Some of each.
So which one are harp? Is it targeted towards a certain country? And if so, which one?
They're not going to be allowed to do the massive damage that they've done recently.
Oh, okay. So the galactics and all the meditation that's going on is helping reduce how strong these are going to be? Or
above, yes.
Okay. And then about a month ago, maybe longer, there's no such thing as time anymore. It was less than 1%, if I remember correctly, that needed for the banking to be cleaned out. How's that going?
Almost finished.
Like minute?
Like a handful.
Oh, cool. So when do you anticipate those handful will be removed from their current position?
Before what you call Halloween.
Oh, that long. Okay. Darn, I was hoping it was sooner. Okay. Pardon?
I gathered that.
Okay. The Brazilian president and a lot of his cohorts, are they all cabal that are getting lawsuits and people wanting them to step down and things like that? Are they part of the cabal or the Carcerian mafia?
They are, dear one. But you knew that.
So, okay. Will they be replaced with good people that are for humanity?
Indeed, they will.
And when will this President Timur leave his office?
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay. And then this Stephen Munch, M-N-U-C-H-I-N. I do not remember if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Is he
and?
Which one?
And?
Pardon?
And? Your question is?
And my question is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Yes.
A little of both?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Zap, who puts out once a week to twice a week a report about humanity funds coming, will he be getting his by the end of the week so he can proceed?
I'm not understanding the question, dear one.
Zap is, he talks about his humanity projects and the elders and the Chinese and how the bankers have been corrupt and things like that. And he's expecting the money to be released so he can start working on his project and getting everything rolling as fast as he can.
And your question is?
How soon will he be getting his money so he can do this?
Well, those projects will go forth. It is not clear at this point whether he will be the one working on the project.
Well, his goal is to have a lot of people working on the project and have infrastructure. So the money might not be released to him, but to someone else.
Correct.
So is he a good guy? Has he been telling the truth?
He is a mixed bag, dear one.
Oh, bummer. Bummer to hear
that.
That's
why when you asked, was he a good guy or a bad guy, I said yes.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. Damn, too bad he's not all good guy then. Okay. I have a possibility of flying out to a city soon. Will I be flying out by the end of the month?
More likely next month.
Can you give a ballpark estimate of what time next month? The first week, the middle, the end?
October 2nd.
Oh, well, that's not far. I forget. There's no such time as thing as time anymore. And it's like, I keep forgetting September's almost over with. On the personal side, I've been having some interesting financial challenges. I would have the money if my boss would not get mad at me and cut my hours back. Is there a way for me to be able to manifest the $500, $700 I thought I was going to be getting on my paycheck as of October 1st, that because she got mad at me and is punishing me, she cut my hours back, so I'm short about $500, $700. Is there a way for me to manifest that?
I suggest that you have a conversation with Pele and ask.
Pele?
Yes.
The goddess of the Hawaiian Islands?
Exactly.
And what? How would I verbally say what I need to say to manifest the money?
You don't have to even open your mouth. You just have to connect. Have the intention of connecting.
Okay, and just let her know I need to manifest another $700 by the 1st of October?
No. Oh, no. You're going to ask her for her help.
Okay. I'm not getting what you're telling me.
Let me give you to Mary.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
All you need to do, as I understand it, and Lord Michael can correct me, is to get in a quiet place, ask to connect with Pele, and ask for her help in manifesting the financial needs that you have, the money to cover things. And just sit quietly and wait and see if you feel a sense of connection and that she's saying yes, and then basically say thank you and go about your business and hold to that energy that she's going to help you.
Okay. Okay. Well, some interesting things came up this month that took me by surprise. And I just look at it as, hey, this is life, you know, just go with the flow and things will work out. So, okay. Oh, and Henri is doing pretty good. He's coming into the house more.
This is good.
Yes. And
is he getting you trained?
Pardon?
Is he getting you trained?
I'm already trained, yes. Can you help him? What?
I don't think he would agree with that.
Oh, well, what am I missing then?
He wants you to understand what he wants before he wants it.
Well, then can you help me understand what he wants before he wants it? I mean, to me, it sounds like just being a man. I don't... I can hear my roommate laughing at me. So can you help him to see that he's safe to come into the house, and that we only have a short time frame for us to be together. I keep working on imagining him being next to me and letting me pet him. Is that a good way to go?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it for the moment. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm very blessed that you're answering my questions.
Most welcome, Dylan.
So, okay, namaste. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Cindy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Carol, you there? Welcome.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thank you. I guess what I'm going to ask for is help with an emotional clearing for my brother, Roger, who's going through quite a lot right now, and for my husband, and also...
Question?
Pardon?
Question?
Has
Roger given you permission to ask?
Has my brother?
Yes.
No, he's very upset with me as it is for even doing what I've done so far. So I guess I should just stay out of it, huh? Is that the way to handle it?
Without his permission, I cannot.
Okay, all right. Well, that's kind of impossible right now, so I guess we'll just have to see what happens. We also have tremendous financial difficulties. I'm asking for help to somehow manifest the money for that situation. Is that possible?
Done.
Okay. And I also am dealing with a lot of physical issues. I'm feeling like I'm healing up. Is that correct?
Most definitely.
Okay. And I've been told... I'm sorry.
You want to know why you're healing?
Pardon?
Do you want to know why you are healing?
Yes, I would love to know.
Because you made a decision to.
Okay. So I should pat myself on the back, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, and I've been told I'm going to be in Montana to do help children. And I would like to know, can you tell me what part of Montana I will be going to?
If you look at the state and take the upper third and go to the left, there.
Okay. Now, will I be dealing with... I have a friend in Montana who apparently is my soulmate. Will I be dealing with him in any way?
Yes, you will.
I mean, we will be meeting each other, or it will be like, like remotely or whatever.
No, this will be skin on skin.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, thank you so much. Many blessings.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Hey. Lauren, welcome. You there?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
I can, dear one.
Okay. My life is getting really interesting, and I have a few questions.
Congratulations.
About it. The first one I want to get rid of is I was told on this program a couple months ago that it would benefit me to get make contact with my former guru. And I did, and what I am wondering is, you know, I told her what I was doing, that I'd gotten involved with the City of Light in Sedona, and that I knew that I'd been really good friends with Donald Trump. And she wrote a nice letter back. Then she wrote another letter back to me and just attacked me, like, oh, you think you're going to go off to some other planet and live happily ever after, and Donald Trump is one of the fallen angels. And I'm wondering what her purpose in attacking me was so badly for.
Dear one,
she just,
not everybody is a
Yes? Philosopher. What?
Not everybody is of the light.
So when I see darkness in her, I'm right.
You are.
Okay. Okay, well, okay, so I'm interested in moving on. Recently, I went up to the Hopi Mesas, and I'm wondering how they really are doing. I know I've been there before, and they're pretty dear to my heart. And I met somebody there that I felt like I had a really close connection to. His name was Ivan. Is he somebody I've known before?
Yes.
Am I to do some work with him later?
You are indeed.
Okay. And let's see what else. Wow. Okay. Will I be going up to Yosemite Ranch?
Excuse me. I believe you will find that you and he had a life together as Cree.
As Cree?
Yes.
Okay.
The Native... Native American tribe, Cree.
Okay. And does it look good for me, or is it a good thing to start thinking about going up to the Yosemite Ranch?
Indeed it is.
Okay. Well, life is getting beautiful, so I can say. I thank you for explaining about the guru, because I get sick to my stomach. I felt like I can ascend them without a guru, right? I don't need strings on me, right?
You don't need what?
I don't really need a physical teacher, right? I mean, I have angelic support and intuition and that kind of stuff, so I'll make it on my own, right?
That's a choice you can make, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to make that choice. Is there any suggestions about anything that I can do or should know?
It would serve you well to keep a journal and to review it every week.
Okay. All right. My roommate just came in and said, damn, I don't know what it was for. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay, let's get back to the hurricanes being recent ones being pretty much the last hurrah. And then you spoke of the event. Are you talking about the event that Cobra has been talking about for some time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I know that date has not been probably set. It's been very flexible because it depends on human consciousness to a great degree, does it not?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, okay. Might it happen in 2017?
there's a small chance that it could happen in the latter part of the year.
But the odds are heavier for 2018?
Indeed, they are.
They are. Okay. And did you tell Cindy that the banking would be cleaned out before Halloween? Was that the discussion?
Yes.
That the banks will be shaped up pretty much by then?
Clear.
Oh, good. That is excellent. Okay. So what's happening with the Federal Reserve System now? Number two person is leaving. And there was an email I didn't follow today about Trump doing something with the Fed that nobody's had the courage to do for many years. Can you address anything that, as long as we don't go into privacy?
Dear one, the Federal Reserve, that private club for people who make a lot of money, is being dissolved.
Okay, so the dissolution, my understanding is the dissolution is at the top. The mechanical part of the money transfer stuff is being kept and put under the U.S. Treasury,
right?
Because that's an electronic system that works well. But the management is bye-bye, right?
Correct. The management is now UST. The mechanical equipment remains.
Okay. Is the UST pretty much in charge now of the Fed, or it's close to being in charge?
Almost totally crossed over.
Almost totally. That's excellent. Okay. Verna, welcome. Verna,
Michael, I have a big question. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, dear one.
Can you? Hi. I have a big question. When do you see me living back on Maui?
Let me see. About October 19th, 2017.
Oh, not till then. Okay. The other thing I have to ask, because I miss him so much, where is Jake?
He's home.
Well, that's where I picture him.
That is where he is.
Oh, good, because I want him to be safe and happy. And okay, thank you very much. Namaste.
And you have to know that he still loves you.
Well, I still love him, too. I just don't want him to come back to this realm. Okay.
Well, now.
Thank you.
You would deny him the chance to reconnect?
Yes, because I don't want him back in this realm. It's not a good realm for animals.
I suggest that you rethink your scenario there, because you create whatever it is that you see. Don't do that.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I still love him. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you.
Okay. Man named, I guess it's man, Tupper Sasi, who wrote a book called Rulers of Evil some years ago that deals with the Jesuits, the Black Pope, the Knights Templar, the Vatican, the Freemasons. Apparently it's an outstanding resource of historical events that deal with all of that. Is this correct information?
It is indeed, dear one.
So, yes. A brilliant bit of research that was done, a lot of research early on.
A brave man.
Brave man, yes. Very courageous to bring that out. Is that book at all available, say, in old bookstores, if you can find
you know, an old out-of-print copy, or is it available? Has someone put it on the web as an electronic book, an e-book, or?
There are like 3 copies in the world.
3 copies in the world. Oh, my goodness. What's the chance of one of those getting put onto a website? Is there anybody of the 3 that have an interest in that or the courage to do it?
Not at present.
Okay. I would like to ask that if it is possible to have that shift so that that book could become available for historical purposes for those interested, that I would like to ask that that be done in some way.
Request acknowledged.
Okay. Thank you.
What?
There's a Catholic Archbishop in Santa Fe, John Wester, I believe, who has recently released a list of Catholic priest pedophiles by name, which is very courageous of him, is it not? And I see this as a very excellent breach in the wall of the Vatican, so to speak, since Pope Francis has kind of bit the dust as far as effectiveness.
Yes, well, this individual is not long for the planet, as you might guess.
The man in Santa Fe?
Yes.
And so he's done this in order to...
Expose,
yes. Is it because he knows he's not going to be around because he has a health issue, or he just chose to do it anyway and knows he's risking his life by doing that?
The latter.
The latter, he knows. Oh, but he felt it was that important to do it anyway.
Yes.
When are they going to stop killing people who expose nasty stuff? This is stupid. Well, that's judgmental. I'm sorry. This does not serve our interests. I guess they still think it serves theirs, but the names are out there for this particular man that it's done. What further purpose could there be except as an example for others?
Dear one, it's quite simple. Revenge.
Okay, revenge. So this could be carried out by any one of the people on the list or anybody in the upper echelons of the Catholic Church at the request of the Vatican, et cetera, anything like that.
Or by a very impressionable individual.
Oh, yes. Mind controlled.
Yes.
Another mind control, just like all the other stuff that they've done. It's been going on for so long. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that he may have a nasty experience, but I appreciate the courage that it takes to do that kind of thing. The breach, the called breach of privacy for Equifax, the credit score people, I sent out some information that came as to how people can try to protect themselves from that. Is this something that actually happened? And is it just a way to take down the credit bureaus and take down that whole system?
It actually happened because individuals in that organization, shall we say, allowed it to happen?
They allowed it as revenge against their bosses, or because they know the system is rotten and needs to be cleaned out or exposed or something?
Because they knew that it was going to be exposed anyway.
Somebody was going to do it. So if they didn't do it, somebody else was going to do it.
Yes.
What about the other 2 credit bureaus? Will they be not far behind, or
And can individuals protect themselves on a temporary basis because the whole credit system is going away, right?
Money is going to be changing now.
Yes.
And there is going to be less opportunity in your future for people to steal your money.
Yes. Great.
You're going to a much better place.
Thank goodness. Finally.
Finally. Yes, you are.
Yes. Okay. So that brings up what I've seen in pictures of what they call rainbow currency, or it goes by other names, this new U.S. currency that's going to be honest and gold-backed.
Are you speaking of the American currency?
America, for the U.S., USA.
For America?
America, real America, right? Not
consisting of Canada, U.S.,
Mexico. Oh, is that the one? It's not the emerald. No, it is rainbow, right? Or rainbow.
Yes.
Okay. So,
is that the one you speak of?
Well, okay, that helps expand my knowledge. The pictures that have been on the web some months ago, are those relatively accurate? Of course, they're not in detail, so they can't be counterfeited. But they're relatively representative of the new money, correct?
Right.
Okay. So have Canada and Mexico bought into this already? The leadership already knows that it's going to be new leadership anyway.
It's going to be new leadership all across the board.
A lot of countries.
All across the board.
Yes, all across the board. Okay, that is excellent. All right. The Cobra meditation about the hurricane, was that of assistance to getting them to ramp down?
Will the sun come up tomorrow, dear?
Good, good. And Cobra said for the first time the magic number was reached, which is very exciting.
Yes. Very good thing.
Very good thing. Okay. Very good. The host took a picture of the eclipse that showed the galactic ship in the lower right-hand corner. When we saw the picture, we didn't see it when we were looking at the eclipse. And it was sent to Rob and to Cobra without much acknowledgement. Did they see it? Did they not believe it? Did they? What was the reaction?
They didn't believe.
They thought he photoshopped it or something like
right.
that? Yeah. But he didn't. It was an honest picture, wasn't it?
It was.
Totally honest.
That was the thought.
It was a huge ship, larger than planet Earth.
Correct.
Massive ship, putting out massive positive energy. And it was beautiful. It showed up so clearly.
Yes.
Now, the email picture was not, it didn't email as perfectly as it would show in the original photo. But it still was there.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's too bad that they didn't believe it. Well, guess it's not our problem, is it? Because he tried.
No, he did his part.
Did his part. Okay. All right. William Mount has reportedly come up with software to bypass the backdoor situation with Microsoft and all of the technology that we use so regularly, where they can find out anything they want, basically. Is that a true system? Is it represented honestly? Does it really exist? And
it really exists, and it does what they say it does.
Okay. Okay.
It stops the... It closes the door.
Closes the door. Okay. Is it going to be available to individuals soon?
Soon, yes.
Soon. Okay. Is William Mount the right person to stay on top of as far as being able to get this, or will it be marketed in some way?
He will
if he's not the right person, he will let me know.
Okay. Now, my wonderful tech person, one of them, kind of poo-pooed it. Did he just not check in depth? Is that what happened?
Correct.
Okay. So he made a superficial choice instead of looking into it deeply.
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The whole climate change issue and the misinformation that's out there, we both are trying to address that and get people to realize that the Paris Accords were just totally cabal, that the climate change thing as been presented by media and so forth is just not honestly represented. Can you address that and how to do a better job of waking up people?
Dear one, I know this will come as a surprise to you, but what matters here is your intent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my intent is real clear. Like, wake up, get it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Lord Michael, thank you so very much for being here. We are very blessed with your presence and your beautiful answers and caring for the people, our callers and listeners. Do you have a final word for them?
Given a chance, love.
Okay, good. Thank you so very, very much. Namaste.